As we head into the holiday weekend, KPCC's Brian Watt compares this Labor Day to the last one.
California is creating jobs at a slightly faster rate than the rest of the country. In the year ending in July, the Golden State added 365,000 jobs. Texas came in a distant second with 222,000. But as California adds jobs, the unemployment rate of nearly 11% is still one of the highest in the country. Kimberly Ritter Martinez with the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation says that's because during the recession, California lost about 1 million jobs.
Most of those jobs, something like 85%, were concentrated in construction, finance, manufacturing, and more recently state and local government. And those have all been sectors that are much slower to come back.
Another economist says as those people update their skills to get the jobs that are in demand, it slows down the nation's economic recovery. Jerry Nicholsberg is with the UCLA Anderson Forecast.
And this whole process takes a long time, and it's a sits and start process. So I think it's one that we can expect to persist over the next 12 months until the next Labor Day.
Nicholsberg says California's progress in creating jobs is, in a way, another reason for its high unemployment rate. He says that's because openings are encouraging more people to look for work. But Nicholsberg says in the rest of the country, the jobs outlook is discouraging many people, so they stop looking. Brian Watt, 89.3 KPCC.
KPCC supporters.